Dane Massey is standing over this one. So is Darren Markey, but it's Massey all the way. It's in the net. It's the winning goal from Dane Massey. What a strike from the Drogheda defender. The Drogheda players are celebrating the match winner here. Dramatic victory for Drogheda United. Dane Massey with the winning goal, Declan.
Yeah, wonder strike. I mean, he hit it really well. It was right in the perfect spot. 3 yards out, right in the middle of the goals. 3 yards out from the 18. So, looking at 21 yards out. And he just hit one of those ones. And it came off the inside of the crossbar on the left-hand side. Mark McGinley's right-hand side. And bounced in, down and hit the net. And it's a winning goal. And, yeah, listen, you know, we're looking at it, obviously, up until that moment. And for me, Chris Lyons wasn't making that ball. It was just a bad decision by Webster to give him that opportunity. The referee's seen it, give a yellow card, sent him off, but worse off. Yeah. Referees after blowing it up there now, and what a time for them to go and score and steal 3 big points for them. To be fair, both teams, they huffed and puffed. At the first half, we thought it was going to be a lot of goals in this game, but there wasn't. But Drogheda have actually ended up pulling three big points out of it. They deserve it. I'm not so sure. I thought a draw was a fair result.
I think so as well. It was a game that was very evenly matched. Both teams evenly matched. Very evenly contested match throughout. Drogheda, in fairness to them, probably did shade it in terms of chances in that second half. And Mark Anthony McGinley was forced into making a couple of cracking saves as Drogheda began to put the pressure on the home side. Doyle went close with a header. Lyons had opportunities. There was good saves from Mark Anthony McGinley. He saved one at his near post as well. But Harps, once they made the changes in the second half, Declan, they seemed to improve a wee bit. They got they gained a bit of confidence, certainly in terms of attack and play, and had some opportunities of their own. Their best one coming the way of Webster, which he struck just over the bar.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we huffed and puffed. We didn't create massive chances. Yeah, that was a chance. It was well struck. Good move down the left-hand side. It ended up coming to Barry McNamee, who fed it out to the right-hand side into the space where Webster came in. Good technique and hit it in the half volley and just went over the bar a wee. But second half, Drogheda were probably better in the first 15-20 minutes. I have seen out that. And Drogheda didn't have too many chances. Mark Doyle had 2 headers from 2 set plays that just went over the bar. They had a free kick out here on the left-hand side. Mark McGinley made got a good hand to it and ended up coming out to Chris Lyons, who played it across the goal from that, and there's a bit of a scramble and we ended up clearing it. No massive chances in the game really. Drogheda were probably better in the second half than Harps. First half was very even, Stephen, and this comes down to that crucial moment. The question has to be asked on that one, you know, for Webster to stop Chris Lyons. I don't think Chris Lyons was making that ball because there's too much weight on it. As looks like it was going into Mark McGinley's hands, he stopped him, body checked him, and he ended up given a yellow card. Then Webster off, and then Massey, who scored last week a wonder goal against St. Pat's down in Drogheda, and tonight he scored another wonder goal in the same similar sort of positions and gets them 3 big points and pushes them 4 points ahead of us, obviously, in the league table.
Yeah, and Owen Abbey had that chance in injury time as well. We must not forget about that. The free kick played in, he had a good chance with the header, directed it over the crossbar, and that came after Drogheda were themselves reduced to 10 men. Luke Heaney's challenge on Owen Abbey penalised with a straight red card, and we thought that was going to be the last action of this game, but Drogheda had other ideas. They won that free kick, and from dead centre of the goal, right about 20 yards out, Dane Massey struck her oh so sweet into the top corner off the underside of the crossbar. No real chance for Mark Anthony McGinley, Declan, and Drogheda United take the points.
No, you have to say, I mean, that's sort of quality, and he hit a wonder free kick, and yeah, no, absolutely no chance for him. And those kind of things won games. You remember the one that Webster scored against here in the last minute as well, and 90 minutes a wonder strike as well, and that happens. You know, it's how do you react to it now? Really important. We, you know, have to get recovery, and we're back on a long trip to Waterford, but it's how you react. I thought Tundi Alabi came on, added a wee bit of spark up top, you know, ran the channels. They were afraid of him as well. He gave away a few free kicks and got a yellow card. He was very eventful. Had that opportunity, you say, the header that came in. Probably should have got it on target. If got it on target, would have been the goal. But yeah, listen, interesting. I mean, Ollie made a few changes. Obviously, 4 substitutes coming in. That was the idea there, was obviously to freshen things up for the game against Waterford. Massive game now against down in Waterford. last time we were down there, we won. I think we won 3-2. And so, yes, we'll be looking for a similar sort of performance. But, yeah, disappointing to concede in the last kick of the game.
Yeah, so big night in the Premier Division of the League of Ireland. The champions and the league leaders, Shamrock Rovers, losing for the first time this season. They have gone down 2-1 at Dundalk. Sligo have won again. They beat Longford by 2-0. And well done to Ronan Boyce, the Remelton man, scored the winner for Derry City in their 1-0 win at Waterford. St. Pat's beat Bowes, and here at Finn Park, Drogheda taking all 3 points thanks to a last gasp fantastic free kick from Dean Massey to win this match by 1-0. Both teams ending up with 10 men. Harps, next up for them is a trip to Waterford on Monday night. They remain fifth in the table, in the Premier Division table, but the gap to between themselves and Drogheda is now out to 4 points. And behind them, well, Derry City have moved up onto 13 points and Dundalk have moved up to 14 points. So it's beginning to get close in and around the middle of that Premier Division table. But for tonight, it's ended in a sweet victory for Drogheda United. It's finished here in Balbuffet. Finn Harps 0, Drogheda United 1.